Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 71 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight, partly cloudy skies. 89 tomorrow, sunny skies. Mid-80s Thursday with a slight chance of rain showers. Mid-50s, a blend of clouds and sun, Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 52.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say that two people faced drug and gun charges after a rollover crash in central Kansas yesterday morning. Rice County deputies responded around 8 a.m. to the crash on K-14 north of Lyons. The sheriff's office says patrol deputies came upon a vehicle on its side. One occupant was in the car while the other got out through the rear window. Both people were evaluated by EMS at the scene. Deputies arrested both occupants for multiple offenses, including driving under the influence, drug possession, firearms violation, and traffic offenses. On Friday, Atchison police responded to a residence to investigate the report of a man beating a dog with a board. Officers arrived to find 51-year-old Paul Widener and the injured dog outside the residence. The dog was taken to the vet. Widener was taken to jail. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or Ticketstorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
An autopsy released yesterday confirms a Wichita man that was missing for more than a month drowned by accident at a local lake. The exam conducted by the Sedgwick County Regional Forensic Science Center confirms that Ian Shelton's cause of death as drowning with no evidence of injury. His death has been ruled an accident. It was also determined that Shelton had drugs in his system, including cocaine, oxycodone, and dimethyltryptamine, which can cause hallucinations. The Kansas State Fairgrounds Foundation is inviting artists and fair enthusiasts to submit designs for the third annual Kansas State Fair T-shirt contest, with entries accepted through March 29th. The contest is now in its third year and offers both adult and youth divisions. Go online to ksfairgroundsfoundation.org. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With state officials continuously battling wildfires across the state of Nebraska, many agricultural leaders say they are concerned about their summer grazing pastures, as thousands of cattle may be at risk of not having anything to eat come the summertime.
As we're looking at these fires, maybe 25,000 cows, some people say as high as 45,000 cows, are not going to have summer pasture because of the burned ground.
That audio from KSNB local channel 4, where many farmers in the region say that they are trying to deal with the lack of pasture land for their cattle that may cause some issues down the road.
We lost about 4 sections of summer pasture. It's going to have an impact, but we're so much more fortunate than a lot of people that are in the sand hills further north of us that many people lost nearly everything.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Have you been searching for genetics that do all these things, including add weaning weight, maternal strength, and hybrid vigor, all while maintaining carcass traits? Well, search no further. It's the 15th annual private treaty bull sale at Teeter Ranch in Eureka, Kansas. Teeter Ranch is your Simmental and Simmangus source for quality, commercially-minded seed stock, as our bulls come with a breeding and feed guarantee developed to stand the test of time. The over 60 spring-born bulls are ready for your appraisal and can be reserved for spring pickup at the ranch. Bulls are also consigned to the Connor State Bull Test of Oklahoma, along with the Wardensville, West Virginia Bull Test. We welcome visitors out to the ranch anytime. Some of our sires include WC Banknote, Schooley Longshot, Wheatland Element, Northern Sky, Spring Creek Tesla, Apollo, and R Plus Mandate. Visit us online at TeeterRanch.com or call Zach at 620-583-9338. That's 620-583-9338. And we'll see you out at the 15th annual Private Treaty Bull Sale at Teeter Ranch in Eureka, Kansas.
A community development specialist will be visiting Marysville to share ideas on civic pride, leadership, and what helps small towns continue moving forward. Jeff Siegler, a consultant who works with communities across the country, will be in Marysville March 23rd through the 27th for several public presentations focused on community engagement and strengthening local pride. Siegler says much of his work focuses on helping small towns recognize their strengths and build momentum for the future.
Sure. Yes. I guess the best way to describe my work is kind of a civic wellness consultant. I work with communities around the country that are in essence trying to be healthier places to live, you know, and that takes a lot of different facets. That's socially, economically, physical health, mental health. These things are all really wrapped up in our cities and where we live. And most places can stand to do a lot better. So cities or towns I typically work with tend to be more like the county seat type community, you know, typically under 50,000 population. Yeah, a little more rural often and looking to do a little bit better by their residents, looking to be healthier communities and places. You know, I think there's a lot of issue of towns where the kids graduate and move away. And so I work with a lot of those type of communities that are dealing with those problems.
A major theme of Sigler's work is civic pride and community engagement.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when people don't, when I think of pride, it's in essence, you know, pride is caring a great deal about something. And that's really important. It's important to the individual. It's important to the community as a whole. It's important in our lives. And you know, the opposite of caring a great deal is being apathetic. And that's in my experience that most communities around the country really are dealing with a ton of apathy, that residents don't care. And when they don't care, they don't get involved. They don't, you know, show up to council. They don't want to get involved in politics. They're less likely to pick up trash. And it just snowballs into places that end up deteriorating, that grow dysfunctional and become hard to live in.
At the same time, many communities face challenges when it comes to keeping residents engaged and moving forward together.
People don't care. They don't tend to get involved as much. They're less likely to even start to take care, you know, they're less likely to take care of their own property. You see businesses that don't do some, you know, even a great job with their storefronts, building owners that stop maintaining their building, people stop taking care of their yards and their porches. And this is general malaise that comes from, you know, apathy becomes visible. You know, it starts maybe internal, but it becomes physically visible in those places. They start to get ugly, they deteriorate. And what happens when you're in deteriorating some environments and surroundings is, you know, that tends to lead to more mental health problems, issues like crime. Like we adapt in places we live, and when places become run down, there's all these, you know, sort of social issues that start to spring up.
Part of Siegler's work involves helping communities find ways to involve more residents, encourage new leadership, and create small successes that build confidence and energy for larger efforts down the road. When visiting a community like Marysville, Siegler says he looks for several key ingredients that help a town succeed.
Things that I'll look for are the general conditions of the built environment. You know, our buildings being maintained appropriately, sidewalks, Are there, you know, planters downtown? Are there flowers? Are there trees downtown? Is it inviting? You know, does it look like a place where you'd want to stop and relax and you know, sit outside, or is it a place that feels like either unsafe or a place that, you know, just kind of tells you to go away, that it's not inviting, that it's not, doesn't feel good to hang out there. I think those are pretty strong indicators of how a community is doing.
During his visit, Siegler will take part in several public presentations and conversations with community members. Those sessions are designed to encourage discussion about the future of Marysville and provide practical ideas that residents and local leaders can use to strengthen community connections. Siegler says attendees can expect to hear examples from other towns that have successfully built civic pride.
To understand how communities work, how, you know, I think that we've taken this idea of our cities and towns and sort of, I don't know, too many people have said, oh, this thing is so complicated. These things are such a mystery, and that you have to be a city planner or some sort of economic development expert to understand how communities work. And it's not true. Everybody's an expert on their community. Everybody, you know, understands how they feel in different places. You know, people want to be in more attractive surroundings. And so what I try to do is explain, here's kind of how we fell off. Here's why communities decline. And then here's what we can do to make them better. Here's how we can make people proud of their town, how to connect people socially. Here's the things that we really should be focused on. We've spent so many years on economic development, tourism, and planning, and none of those things really make a difference to how residents feel about their community. So I'll walk through a lot of how we can do better.
Again, community development consultant Jeff Siegler will be in Marysville March 23rd through the 27th for several public presentations focused on civic pride and community engagement.
Marcella Mae Holbrook, age 89, of Washington, passed away March 20th. A funeral service will be this Friday, March 27th, at 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Visitation will be held Thursday from 8 to 2 p.m. with family presence from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Marcella Holbrook. Christy Denise Meyer, age 68, of Baileyville, passed away Saturday. A visitation will be held this Thursday from noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a rosary service to follow at 7 p.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. A Mass of Christian Burial will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, March 27th at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, with burial to follow at the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery north of Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Christy Meyer. Mary J. Bevitt, age 81, of Shawnee, passed away Sunday. A visitation will be held at noon this Friday at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover, followed by a rosary service at 1:30 p.m. with a funeral service at 2, while burial will take place at St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Hanover. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary J. Bevitt.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, jetting off to some popular vacation spot, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg. And United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Even warmer as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Then staying clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine throughout Thursday, a bit breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then a chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some rain and snow showers linger early Friday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And sunny Sunday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature for our listening area on March 24th, 58 degrees. Record high on this day, 83 degrees. Average low temperature, 33, with the record low being 9. Sunrise this morning at 7:23, with sunset this evening at 7:42.
The boys of summer have spring training, and the chores of summer require some preseason prep as well. We share a few warm-up ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. That's 800-656-9173.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 24th, the 83rd day of the year. Magician Harry Houdini was born today in 1874. The first week of spring is a good time to begin getting your body warmed up for yard and garden work, especially if it's still cool and damp where you are. Here's a few simple routines that can help. To limber up back muscles, lie flat, then pull your knees toward your chest. To avoid leg cramps and injuries, do some gentle quad and hamstring stretches. It's a good time to refamiliarize yourself with proper lifting techniques, bending at the knees rather than at the waist. And experts say knee pads are a great idea in the garden, not so much for the cushion while kneeling, but they've been shown to reduce back strain. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, buy one get one free, KU and K-State memorabilia, or decor for your home and garden. Entertain the kids with toys for all ages, including plush and cozy options. Open Monday through Saturday, hop into Reflections in downtown Marysville and find something you never knew you needed. Reflections is always
so much more than your favorite hobble store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, men's basketball may be over across the state of Kansas for both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats, but women's basketball is still ongoing as the number two Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team is moving further into the WBIT tournament. Their next game coming up on Thursday this week. This comes after their win over number three Rice on Sunday, where they ended up topping them 62-55, and that was round number two in the WBIT tournament. After Thursday's round one last week against Troy, 79-70, they now head into the semifinals as they take on number four San Diego State. That tip-off coming up on Thursday this week at 6:30. Jayhawk women's team did wrap up their regular season in the middle of the pack at 8-10 for conference play. The Wildcats women's team is officially out after losing in the NCAA women's basketball tournament, losing to number three California in an 83-75 loss. Mid-America Network Sports.
Is your flow running low? It's time to call Weniger Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Weniger Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Weniger Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Children who grow up in poverty are part of a destructive cycle. Childhood poverty creates adult poverty, creates childhood poverty, and on and on. At Child Fund International, we find this unacceptable. So we do all we can. In 25 countries, we are vigorously fighting poverty and improving the lives of over 11 million children and their families. Today's childhood poverty must not become tomorrow's. Learn more at childfund.org.
The college basketball NCAA tournament may be going on. However, Kansas State and the Wildcats made news this past week as well, with officially announcing their new head coach, Casey Alexander, where he says he is excited to already kick things off and get ready for the upcoming winter basketball season right around the corner, as he is officially the 27th coach of program history and comes here after spending the last seven seasons as the head coach for Belmont, and says he's ready to go right out of the gate.
A lot of people are going to ask, and with great expectation, why K-State, right? And I'm looking at it. Awesome. This crowd, people that are passionate about their team and their school, is the reason why, above all else, that I wanted to be here. And we'll talk about more about it. But I'm really privileged to be here. I'm grateful that you guys are here. I look forward to getting to know literally all of you if I can. So excited about that.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
For over 50 years, KNDY has been your home for Twin Valley League sports coverage all season long, not just postseason. And this year, the Lynn girls and the Hanover boys call themselves state basketball champions.
Hanover boys are your 2025-26 1A Division II state champions. Pandemonium for the Hanover squad, and a tough break for the Axel Eagles as the reigning state champions are knocked out by their in-league foe Hanover, as it is 66-60. Hanover boys, their first title since 2021 and their eighth in school history.
Listen to every minute of exciting state basketball action by finding the KNDY Sports Rewind under the Sports Podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com.
With two, with one, and you can count it down, the Lynn Lady Bulldogs played their first title in school history with a 57-50 victory over the three-time reigning state champion Hanover Lady Wildcats. Lynn comes up one win short last season, but they come up with the victory here this afternoon. Jubilation for these Bulldogs and their fans as head coach Trevor Kuhlman and his squad claim themselves 2025-26 1A Division II girls state champions.
Live and local sports coverage is not possible without the wonderful support we receive from our local sponsors. Our congratulations to all the area teams and a huge thank you to our sponsors. Remember to support our area sports sponsors all season long so KNDY can continue to bring the best high school sports coverage to Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Lots of small irregular holes in the leaves of seedlings and young transplants are the first clue that flea beetles may be dining in your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some species of flea beetles feed on a variety of plants while others just attack members of one family. These tiny dark beetles can be difficult to see and jump out of sight when disturbed. The adults overwinter in leaf litter, producing just one generation in the north, but two or more in milder climates. Remove plant debris in fall to eliminate their winter homes. Cool crops, greens, radishes, potatoes, and eggplants are among their favorites. Adults feed on the leaves while the larvae feed on the roots and tubers. Cover seeded rows and transplants with floating row covers at planting. And remove weeds in and around the garden that can attract these pests. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you go to a circus, you'll probably see some clowns. Most clowns smile and laugh. This one did the opposite. He never smiled, and his routine became a headliner for some of the biggest shows in the world. His story is next on the American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14 $3.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Emmett Kelly was part of a flying trapeze act and would occasionally fill the role of a clown. He had an idea of a sad hobo clown, befitting of the hobo era, but his bosses were not impressed.
They didn't think it would work. Nobody wanted to see a sad clown, but he finally told the owner, "Let me do it one time. If you don't like it, I'll never ask you again."
Rosie Swaney says the magic of the character, Weary Willie, was to never smile while portraying the hobo, yet making people laugh through his dejected routine.
One of his other big acts was sweeping up the spotlight. He'd see the circle on the ground and he'd grab his broom and start to sweep it up. And of course, it would finally go away. And he'd look satisfied, still didn't smile. And then he'd turn around and there'd be another one.
Kelly became well known as Weary Willie. He was a member of a few different circuses early in his career.
He finally made it big with the Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus, and he toured overseas with them. He was actually in Europe when World War II broke out.
Weary Willie became a drawing card for circus performances, a sad clown that brought laughter to audiences. Rosie says that in many ways, this sad character gave people hope during the Depression years and beyond.
Even though the world gives you lots of troubles and things don't go your way, he still believed in the goodness of life. And he tried to portray that in this silly little hobo, but never gave up.
The Emmett Kelly Museum opened here in 1967, and the performer donated many items that are on display, plus other artifacts collected from that era of circuses. There's another piece to this story, though. A couple of interesting pictures that captured Weary Willie out of character that perhaps made an even bigger impact than the performances under the big top. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Don't you just hate it when the forecast calls for sunshine and then it rains all day? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California company can create forecasts tailored to your location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
My dad always used to say, "When it rained 40 days and 40 nights, we only got 2 tenths." Weather forecasts from the National Weather Service encompass a broad area. Sometimes the temperature or rainfall in one part of your county is vastly different from what happens on your farm, which can make daily management decisions tricky. A new company called Benchmark Labs in California has developed a system to target weather forecasts for your specific location. CEO Carlos Gaitan says they use data coming from LOT sensors on your farm that monitor environmental conditions.
It's hardware that combines many sensors that record their usually relative humidity, temperature, wind speed and direction, maybe solar radiation pressure. We get information from the farms with these sensors, and then we correct the forecast of the national weather agencies to match or to be more accurate, more reflective of the conditions at the farm level.
He says web and phone apps will give real-time data and weather forecasts.
We use current information from the IoT sensors, but we also get data from the National Weather Services to provide a forecast up to 10 days into the future at an hourly level. Farmers care deeply about what is going to happen in the next 24 hours, and we provide them a forecast for those variables for the next day. And then in the web and mobile app, they can see the forecast over the next 10 days.
Gaitan says this technology can improve the accuracy of weather forecasts at your location by as much as 60%. Learn more about this weather forecasting technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
A surprising number of workers are quietly sabotaging their financial future. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. It may sound dramatic, but it's true. One of the most damaging decisions employees make is cashing out their 401k when they change jobs. Studies show that more than 40% of workers do it, often without realizing the long-term consequences. The problem? Cashing out early typically triggers taxes and penalties, and more importantly, interrupts decades of potential growth. Money that could have compounded for retirement suddenly disappears, leaving far less to live on in your later years. Instead of cashing out, workers can roll them into a new employer plan or move them into an IRA. Your future self will thank you. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, Nebraska is locally owned and operated for over 35 years, providing top quality overhead door services for Beatrice, Marysville, and the surrounding areas within a 100-mile radius. Blue Valley Door Company specializes in repairing and replacing commercial and residential overhead doors, loading docks, and openers, as well as seamless guttering, installation, and repair. Blue Valley Door Company is your trusted choice for all commercial and residential garage doors, loading docks, openers, and gutters. Call us at 402-228-1276 and find us online at bluevalleydoor.com.
This tax season, turn that tax refund into a new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. A lot full of reasonably priced vehicles ready to test drive. Let Ethan or myself set you up for long summer cruises. Check us out online at crownoverautosales.com or stop by the lot on East Highway 36 in Marysville.
The Meadowlark Listening Room in Sterling, Nebraska has the music you don't want to miss. With live shows March 27th and 28th, artists bring high-energy acoustic performances from up-and-coming country acts. Shows start at 8 p.m. each night with tickets available at the door. Check out the KNDY and Meadowlark Listening Room Facebook pages for ticket giveaways and details. Don't miss unplugged, unfiltered, and unforgettable live music at the Meadowlark Listening Room in Sterling, Nebraska.
Today is National Ag Day. Some personal thoughts on that theme next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you're like most of us, you'll consume three meals today and maybe a snack or two in between. Now, unless you personally produce those foods and beverages, somebody else did that. I'm not talking about retailers or processors. They're the middlemen. I'm talking about the farmers and ranchers in this country and around the world who work their tails off to make sure the rest of us don't go hungry. The 2022 Census of Agriculture says there are 1.9 million farms in the U.S., and the U.S. Census Bureau estimates the population of the country is more than 341 million persons. That means each farmer is responsible for feeding 180 persons. Granted, ag products are imported and exported, but you get the idea. One farmer, 180 consumers, three meals a day, 365 days a year. That's a lot of responsibility, and also kind of awe-inspiring. If you've listened to my show and other news reports, you know that the farming community is facing financial challenges. None of us can afford to ignore that. So while National Ag Day is a celebration of agriculture, it's also a prompt to all of us to show some support for the farming community. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. In 2013, a group of 36 farmers in a 99-square-mile area of northwest Kansas decided to test their farming mettle by doing something radical. They voted to voluntarily cut their own water use. Taking advantage of a then-new state law, these producers in Sheridan and Thomas counties formed the state's first local enhanced management area, or LEMA. Their self-imposed goal was to reduce groundwater pumping from the Ogallala Aquifer by 20% over a five-year period, a move many feared would cripple the local economy. 5 years later, the results of that self-imposed diet have completely reframed the conversation around water conservation. According to an economic analysis by Bill Golden, a professor at Kansas State University, the group didn't just meet their goal, they far exceeded it. The data shows that these farmers actually reduced their water use by nearly 33% compared to the previous five-year average. Most importantly, the evidence proves that using less water did not lead to a loss in revenue. In fact, the study found that by focusing on efficiency rather than maximum volume, many of these producers actually maintained or even increased their net profits. By pumping less, they saw a direct reduction in energy cost and other irrigation-related expenses. As Professor Golden noted, it is often a challenge to get producers to accept that they can be more profitable with less water. But the hard data from this decade-long experiment in Sheridan County is making that reality impossible to ignore. The impact on the aquifer itself has just been as dramatic. Before the LEMA began, water levels in this specific area were dropping by about 2 feet every year. Since the conservation measures took effect, that decline has slowed to just over 5 inches annually, a nearly 70% reduction in the rate of depletion. This model of farmer-led flexible management is now being viewed as a blueprint for the rest of the High Plains, proving that the life of the Ogallala can be extended without sacrificing the financial health of the families who depend on it. Sustaining the Ogallala is all about sustaining the future of agriculture for those out in western Kansas and its neighbors.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
Landall Company employees make the difference. Quality workmanship goes into every product they make. If you're looking for a career where you can make a difference, earn a competitive wage, be valued and rewarded with raises, 4% attendance bonus, promotions, and have an extensive benefit package, call Landall Company today at 562-5381 or apply online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Insights on using aerial imagery and data for field management. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Paul Overby is a Wolford, North Dakota farmer and owner of a company called Verdi Plus, where they create precision agricultural maps for farmers. He has been involved in a precision ag technology for the past 17 years, and he uses aerial technology, which began mainly with satellite images, and talks about some of the developments within satellite imagery.
Since that time, there's been a lot of other tools added in and a lot more satellites up there. So there are actually companies out there flying planes, taking aerial imagery that you can buy. And then, of course, the UAVs came in to being. And so they have the opportunity to add both kind of a like a normal aerial picture like a Google Maps, as well as those same spectrums that we get from the satellite imagery.
Overby explains that he downloads the imagery into software called SatShot and discusses how he uses the imagery data.
I've been able to discern, for example, disease spots in the field, places that we should have been seeing high yields, and instead we were seeing disease issues. We've used it to look for problem areas. Our area has some issues with salinity, and so narrowing those down, and it's helped me to, again, working with yield mapping to identify areas, and we've actually taken them out of production and put them into grass areas to help remediate the soils in those areas.
Overby says that satellite imagery can also be helpful for precision nutrient applications and for providing in-season information on fields that are underperforming or having unexpected issues. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on ag technology, log on to agriculture.com.
It's a declaration of savings at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Low APR offers, great deals, and a selection of over 50 new trucks and SUVs, plus lots of cars and trucks in on trade at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Sit with their finance specialist and take that new ride home with you today. Arrange for a test drive. Drop by Twin Rivers on West Court in Beatrice or online anytime at twinriv.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. One tool in pasture management for a lot of producers in Kansas is prescribed fire. K-State weed scientist Keith Harmony explains how fire is used as a major control option for certain invading species. He shares how an unplanned fire can still provide pasture management.
Some of the impacts that we see from any fire across the landscape is we control some invading species, and especially down in some of those southern counties. And as we get further west in the state, we're seeing more and more encroachment of eastern red cedar. And so just any fire on the landscape is good at helping to try to reduce red cedar on pasture and to limit its encroachment. Of course, prescribed burns are much better for doing that, but we can see some control of eastern red cedar even in these unplanned wildfires. So even though they're unplanned, they can be damaging.
Harmony recognizes the positives and negatives of wildfire.
Fences, buildings, you know, man-made structures that, you know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, wildfires will damage those and ruin those. But it also has the positive effect that we can get some reduction of some of these encroaching things like eastern red cedar trees out on the landscape.
He discusses what he finds valuable to remind the public about the use of prescribed fire.
It's important for folks to know that there is a big difference between a prescribed burn and a wildfire burn. And just know that when producers are putting fire on the landscape for prescribed burns, that they're doing it under conditions that are more controllable and actually safe for themselves and for the general public versus a wildfire that comes through. And so hopefully folks don't associate prescribed burning with wildfires because they are two very distinct and separate things. And one is a great tool for us to use, and the other one is an unfortunate occurrence, but in the long term, there are some positive things that can come from wildfires as well.
That was K-State weed scientist Keith Harmony with how fire on the Kansas landscape is beneficial when it comes to controlling many invading plant species. Learn more from an e-update article at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day. Over in the grains market, there's been a turnaround over here as these numbers are now mostly in the green all across the board. Some very nice strength within the last hour of the trade day. Over in the seeds market, the same story we've been seeing all day, and that is mixed numbers. And over in the livestock, the cattle continue to be well into the green, and the hogs are still mostly in the red. In the corn market, May corn up 5.5 at 465 even, and July up 4.75 at 475 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May up 7.25 at 610.5, and July up 8 cents at 626.25. In the oats market, May oats still in the red, down 6.25 at 333.25, and July down 5.25 at 334.25. In the bean market, May beans down 3.25 at 1160.25, and July down 2.5 at 1176.5. Soybean meal for May down 360 to 323 even, and July down $3 at 320.20. Soybean oil for May up 44 cents at 6602, and July up 60 cents at 6596. In the canola market, May canola up 7.30 at 726.40, and July up 7.20 at 739.40. In the cotton market, May cotton up 39 cents at 67.56, and July up 40 cents at 69.71. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June up 65 cents at 99.38, and September up 61 cents at 99.15. The euro for June in the red down to $1.16, and September is also in the red at $1.16. The Japanese yen for June in the red down to 63 cents, and September also in the red at 63 cents.
taking a look at our midday stock market numbers, and there's been a change up once again as the S&P 500 falls, giving back a chunk of Monday's rally as oil prices rebound around war continues. With the Dow Jones now in the red, down 12 points at 46,195, the S&P 500 down 16 points at 6,564, and the NASDAQ down 177 points at 21,769. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
You lock your doors to keep criminals out, but do you lock your internet-connected devices? According to PTCI, cybercrime continues to increase, and it's important to keep your home network protected. With Protect IQ added to the PTCI Wi-Fi app, you can lock your home network doors. Don't wait to lock out intruders. Visit PTCI.net or your app store to download the app today. Text or call 1-800-562-2556 for more information.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2024 Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups, both with the LTZ71 package and local one owner trades. They have a 2023 Silverado 1500 model pickup, 37,000 miles, a 2023 Buick Enclave, and a 2022 Chevy Equinox in on trade as well at the Nordis Motor Company.
All year long, my family is on the road, college sports to school, and good and bad weather. If your family relies on tires like mine, stop in at Hilltop Tires in Marysville and find a perfect fit for your needs. This is Layla Headke, and with every major tire brand available, my dad, Bryce, and the crew aim to keep your family safe for any travel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Find Hilltop Tires below the old water tower in Marysville.
Prioritize your health in 2026 with Hanover Hospital and Washington Health and Drug Spring Into Health Health Fair. The fourth annual event is Saturday, March 28th from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Hanover Community Building. Over a dozen local vendors will be providing free lifestyle and health information open to the public with no appointment needed. Discounted lab work will be done on a cash or check basis. Thanks to our generous sponsor, Lux, we will be offering a free blood profile consisting of the CBC Comp and Limited panel. Join anytime throughout the morning. Enter for door prize drawings along with free giveaways all morning long. Spring into a healthier year with Hanover Hospital and Washington County Health and Drug. Discounted lab work, vendors, and more at the Hanover Community Building, March 28th from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. For a full vendor list, discounted lab work costs, and more information, visit the Hanover Hospital Facebook page, Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic, putting the care back into health care.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. How optimistic are you about the job market? A new Gallup survey shows only 28% of those questioned for its quarterly survey say this is a good time to be looking for a job. 7 in 10 say it is not, and those who've just graduated from college are increasingly pessimistic about finding work. Global oil prices dropping as word comes there might soon be an end to the war with Iran, but gas prices remain high, just under $4 a gallon on average nationwide. The head of the International Energy Agency tells the Australian National Press Club that the crisis in the Middle East will have a worse impact on oil than the two shocks even back in the 1970s. Jury deliberations have begun in a landmark trial in New Mexico. Prosecutors accusing social media giant Meta of misleading people about the safety of its platforms for children. Deliberations continue in Los Angeles, where a young woman is alleging that social media is addictive to young people. Right now, the Dow is up 144 points and the S&P is up 4.